Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The specter that haunts our once bountiful earth is neither an apparition nor a whimsy of the mind. It's the wet, unyielding reality spilling over once thirsty terrains, now turned rivers, and cities sunk into the realm of relentless tides. Specters of saturation, will our saturated earth ever dry, poses an uncomfortable inquiry, casting a bleak, brackish light on the global landscape where the pervasion of water is not a blessing, but a curse. In a twisted mockery of the tale of Noah, an insatiable deluge has consumed our lands without the reprieve of an olive branch. Here, in the aftermath of relentless storms and melting glaciers, we do not sketch rainbows. We chronicle the grim persistence of floodwaters as biblical prophecies of endless rain seem less of a myth and more of a weather forecast. The earth has swallowed more than it can spit out, and its belly is sick with saturation. Once fertile fields now lay dormant under blankets woven from ceaseless rains, croplands submitting to aquatic surrender. What was once the breadbasket of civilizations is now a grand stage for the dance of lilies and algae, hosts to silent banquets where no human hands break bread. Architects marvel in despair at their creations, now subdued and molded by the corrosion and seepage as nature reclaims its stolen territories piece by decaying piece. Yet within this dystopia, there's an eerie beauty, a haunting reminder of strength amid desolation. There's poetry in the resilience of the flora and fauna adapting to their new aqueous realm. Fish dart where sparrows once soared. Children's laughter echoes across waters, not in fields. Here, history is not written by the victors, but dictated by the survivors of the rising deep. The narrative that unfolds speaks volumes about our collective oversight. Experts who once crowned themselves as modern-day Noahs now concede their sobering testimonies laced with a grim finality. The deluge is unrelenting, foreseeable, yet our arrogance kept umbrellas closed and floodgates wide open. One such Noah whispers, a tragic chorus to the dirge for dried-up tomorrows. And in this waterlogged requiem, there's a lesson sunk deeper than any flood can reach. Our pertinacious pursuit of progress charted a course towards aquatic destruction. The specter of saturation is not a mere glimpse into what could be, but rather a reflection of what is. Thanks to countless yesteryears spent fueling the engine that would drown us in our own apathy. Certainly, we cling to shreds of optimism as humanity is wont to do, even when the band plays on, and the deck chairs on this Titanic are rearranged. Yet, the deluge scoffs at our quaint hope, for it has seen civilizations come and go, and it knows that time and tide eventually wash away all. In closing, the question looms heavy. Will our saturated earth ever dry? It seems that the more pertinent question may be whether humanity will learn to navigate this new world, whether we can evolve as swiftly as our planet devolves. For now, we are left to wade through the remnants of a less aqueous age, pondering upon the specters of saturation and the stark reality that water, water everywhere, may indeed compel us all to sink.